What's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome back to another episode of Miss Cece's After School Talks. Thank you for listening and thank you for joining me. If you have not yet, subscribe to my channel on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from. And yeah, let's get into it. So, this podcast, we're going to talk about a year later, because it's been a year later. It's been a year. But before I get into that, let me just start and say, let me go back to my last podcast. And I know I said going through struggles is a good fulfillment. What I meant to say was getting over a struggle in the very most utmost positive, groundbreaking, backbreaking way is a great fulfillment. Like when you get over a struggle, when you accomplish something that you were struggling at for like so long, it's a great fulfillment. That's what I meant to say. I was just like on a rampage. I just wanted to get my thoughts out and I was looking at my notes, but I must have been reading it all wrong, but it's okay. I'm clearing that up right now. But let's get into this podcast. A year later, dealing with COVID-19. So much have happened in here. Like that COVID test. That test, that hurt like a, oof. I was wondering if people were doing it right. Because my first experience, I went in and I'm like, I got there. I was getting off a shift from one of my other jobs and I had to get tested weekly. And what I did was I let other people go before me who seemed more important, who I felt were more important. They probably just got off a shift and they just wanted to get this done and get it moving, you know? But so I was watching, we couldn't see them take the test, but you know, it was outside and the sun was shining, so we kind of seen, but I didn't get to see their face, so only their face after. So I was like, oh my goodness, I'm so nervous. Like, I don't like taking tests, y'all. I'm a big baby. I mean, I'm not a big baby. I like psych myself out, you know, before I take my test, but that's just what I do. But I was like, is this gonna hurt? Because a lot of people say it didn't hurt, a lot of people said it did hurt. So I'm just like, who taking these tests? Everybody should have the same experience, right? But no, it wasn't right. So my first experience, that I went and they stuck it all the way up my nose, and I was just like, okay, that was not that bad. And I took it again, and I was just like, oh my goodness, that hurt it. Like, who made this up? Like, why can it be much easier? Like, why we can just like prick your finger like bloop? Like, I'll do that. You ain't drawing no blood, but prick my finger or something. Yeah, it was a lot. I was like, oh, I can't do this no more. It hurts. But yeah, so that happened. People taking COVID testing. Some people have to take it every week. Some people, like the basketball players, they have to take it every time they have to play a game. So it could be back-to-back or it could be, yeah. So it's a lot. And then we have the Black Lives Matter movement going, still fighting for the inequalities of black people. Like, that was going on. Then we got Trans Lives Matter, still fighting for the inequalities of trans people. There was 44 murders in 2020, y'all. 44 trans lives were taken away from us in 2020. That was a lot. And within a year. Come on, y'all. And then we got Governor Gavin Newsom is about to get booted. He about to get kicked. they trying to get him out. That happened in 2020. Yes, it did. Oh yeah, y'all. Trump is out of office. Woo! Trump is gone. Yes, that happened in 2020. We went out there. We did our thing. He tried to say all the votes were wrong. Y'all, a lot of stuff happened to him. Kamala, our first Blasian, is in office. Yes! You know? She gonna run that show. Biden's just the mouthpiece, you know? That's too much. Ooh, my bad. Okay, let's keep it PG-13. I didn't mean to say that. I don't want people to not listen to my podcast. But it is my opinion. But and then on top of that, many districts were fighting for teachers and students to come back. And that's just a doozy within itself. Because I don't know. I don't know if they planned it out right. I don't know what would be the right answer. Everybody has their opinions, but I just feel like personally they should have people come back on site in the summertime to test out their plan while not trying to push a whole bunch of other kids to come, you know, after spring break, during spring break, or before spring break. I'm in Cali, y'all, so I'm in the Bay, so I don't know how I was out, like, in the east, north, down south, in the, I don't know. But I know in Cali, people were pushing, well, there was a tentative agreement for people to come back on site and to teach the kids on site, depending on if it's going to be virtual or it's going to be in person or if it's just going to be a hub. Yeah, so they rolled out that plan. I know our district rolled out that plan. Not in 2020, but they were doing meetings. They were having a lot of meetings about it. And yeah. And me personally, my experience as extended learning, aka IESP educator, I've been doing what makes sense for me first. Let me just say that. I'm independent. I pay my own bills. I get no help from no one else unless I ask for it. Let's get that straight and clear. So I had to do things for myself. I couldn't think about anybody else but myself first, and then had, you know, go down the line, family, friends, boom, boom, boom. Yeah. Second, I had to think about what I could provide or give to the kids in this circumstance, or what is allowed, or what are the regulations. Within that, how can I do my job in this new way? That was like the second thing. I had to worry about my health first, and then I had to worry about how can I do my job, and can I do my job with, you know. So that was the thing. And then I don't have kids, but I experienced the struggles of what our single parents, our single moms and single dads have to go through with two kids or one kid by themselves firsthand on a daily basis. Like, I'm not gonna lie, that was stressful. Like, ooh, it was stress. Like, I love my nieces and nephews, but I give more power to the parents. I give more power to the parents. I give more power to the parents. And that's all I'm saying. I just figured, how am I supposed to get my work done but make sure they got the work done within a time frame? Because it was different time frames, like from this hour to that hour, or it was a lot. I just signed up for different shifts, to be honest. I told my people, y'all, I can do these days. That's it. Okay? I'm here, but I'm not here. And I think they respected the boundaries because we have COVID, you know, going around, and they didn't want to put their precious babies at risk. So yeah, I feel like it was a stressful thing to experience, and I give all my props and accolades to those still out there a year later still doing this thing. Okay? Yes. And the ones who are out there who wasn't getting into the rhythm of the new system, I understand. You know, I understand. I'm not gonna judge. I will judge off this podcast, but I'm not gonna judge right here. No judgment, but I understand. I just know education starts at home, and we have to remember that, people. That's all I say. Okay, and the last thing I want to talk about is that we all have to adjust our lives now. Since this global pandemic, this is hard, and I'm not gonna say I didn't expect to go through something like this in my lifetime, but hey, life happens. I've been very optimistic about how I go through life now in my adult years than in the past because I don't want stress and fear to take over my life. That's just me personally. That's just me. And I'm, if that would happen to the type, like if that, if stress would happen and fear would happen in my life constantly, and I'm just, it just, I'm living and exuding stress and fear every day as I get up and breathe and go to work, how is that gonna look when I'm on site or trying to do my job? Like, that's not it. Like, yeah, I don't want to do that. And just FYI, I'm not saying you shouldn't have stress, because that stress is gonna happen in life, but you just have to know how to balance it or work through it. And me personally, I just have to make the decision to work through my stress and try to get over it as quickly as possible. Hey, some might say it's not healthy, but hey, that's just me. I just want to live a healthy life. That's all. That's all. That's it. Okay. I try my best to let life happen. If I can't control certain things, then what can I do? I don't want to be bickering and complaining and just being, you know, negative Nancy all the time. I don't want to, you know, put all that out into the world. So no, that's not me. Just what they say, then let God. I do have stress, people, but I jump out of that mess so fast you wouldn't even know now. I'm not here for it. No, she's not here for it. No, but everyone, we just have to manage our lives the best way possible for yourself and your family. Okay, if no one said it would be okay, I'm here saying it right now. It's going to be okay, people. It's going to be okay. We just have to keep trucking on, never give up. And to all the educators and parents out there, y'all are superheroes and super sheroes, okay? Superheroes and super sheroes. Like, y'all doing the dang dang out there. And everybody else who's been trying to help throughout this pandemic and just giving out a lending hand and just being a good Samaritan, I give y'all all props too, okay? But that's it. That's all I got. Thank you for listening to Miss Cece After School Talks. Catch me later. All right. Bye.